This week's episode is being brought to you by Sonos. Sonos lets you have pulse pounding sound in any room or every room at once. And you can add your existing music services or discover something new, whether curated or on demand, free or subscription based. Sonos has you covered with access to a growing list of music services. Better yet, Sonos' simple app lets you control everything from songs to volume to rooms all in one place. So live all fancy and bring your music together with Sonos. Let's move on.
Support for this episode also comes from NatureBox. You're sure to find your newest snack obsession over at NatureBox. They have over 100 snacks that taste amazing and are actually better for you. They add new snacks every month inspired by real customer feedback and the latest food trends. Plus, there's no risk. If you try something that you don't like, don't eat it. NatureBox will replace it for free. No questions asked. Right now, NatureBox is offering you 50% off your first order when you go to naturebox.com/theread. That's naturebox.com/theread. To get 50% off your new favorite snacks, let them know we sent you, and let's start the show.
Does anyone know how to deliver a baby?
I'm not gonna get it.
I'm so sorry to wherever she's from. Like, I was half laughing, but then also I was laughing because I can't do the accent.
Oh,
but
damn.
Does anyone know how to deliver a baby? Okay, here's a different
okay
one. You know, fun, like ha 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 ha.
No, sorry.
I'm really bad at accents.
Okay, so you're trying to do an accent and it's not. Can you tell me what country the accent is? No. Okay. Does anyone know how to deliver a baby?
Let me see if like, there's another one I can think of from the movie.
I don't know why my first thought was Cool
Runnings.
You know, Runnings.
There's just no way that I'm going to do another quote from that movie without it having to require an accent.
I think
I'm
you should just
do
it your,
terribly.
No, just do your best. Just do your personal best on the accent.
No. So.
Well, fuck it then.
It was Spice World. Whatever.
Oh, that's, what?
I'm just going to give that one up to the wind because I demolished it. But
okay.
I tried.
I did see that, but I haven't seen it in like 16.
I mean, who could blame you? It was that was awful. So, hi, we're back. I am Victoria Beckham.
And I am Natasha Rothwell.
And this is The Read.
Was she your favorite Spice? What was her name? Not Fancy.
Posh.
Posh.
No, Scary Spice is my favorite because she was black.
Yeah. Me also. Like, it was the only reason.
And she wore, like, leopard print. She had that big, big hair. And then she had, like, those little twists that she did up in the front.
Oh, yeah,
like
she did.
Ears. Like, and then she had that accent. So she was always my favorite one.
And I liked the little redhead one, too.
Ginger.
Ginger.
The one who left. And then she eventually did, like, Playboy or something.
Whoa, like, did she really?
Yeah, I remember, like, she did, like...
Oh, shit, baby.
A nude spread or something once.
Baby Spice.
No,
Playboy.
Ginger Spice.
Oh, I thought her name was...
Baby was blonde. Ginger was the redhead.
Okay, never. Fuck it. I don't know who's who.
Baby Spice is the one who wore them platforms all the time, and she had a bunch of stuffed animals. She made me uncomfortable, even as a child. Sweetie, you're a grown woman.
Like, Emma. Huh, look at that.
Okay. There was just something very childlike, and then also, like, overly sexualized about that character that was weird to me, even in, like, fifth grade.
In hindsight, I see exactly what you mean. I don't think I was thinking about it like that back then, though.
I was just like, sweet ma'am.
This is gross. You're a grown
You're behaving
lady.
Younger than I am. I'm in fifth grade, and you're much older
this
than me.
This isn't. Yeah, this is. I'm uncomfortable.
Anyway, so black. Oh, yeah. So we're early this week because things, you know, whatever. We were late last week due to complications. We're early this week due to complications. So
some of us have famous things to go do. So, you know, we're putting out the show a little early this week. It's fine. It's fine. What's Black Excellence this week, friend?
You're so bad at this entire thing.
You just are. You just, you know, popping and doing popping things. What's the problem?
What is wrong with you?
What?
Anyway, so Black Excellence, Amanda Foster, the first Black British woman to become a stunt double.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
1997 is when she registered, I believe. So it's been 20 years that she's been a popping real life anime character. So let me tell you about Amanda. Amanda is, like I said, first Black British woman to be a stunt double. She mastered six disciplines in 6 years that include martial arts, gymnastics, motorcycle racing, and a whole bunch of other fancy stuff. Horse racing, I think, horseback, I don't know, something like that. And all kinds of weapons, including broadsword, the quarterstaff, firearms. She's a really great shot.
Oh my God.
She's been a stunt double for Beyonce in her Pepsi commercial, for Whoopi Goldberg in, what was it called? A Night in Camelot?
I definitely didn't see that one.
I did, but I think I saw it once, and I think I saw it like back when it came out, maybe. I don't know. Oh, and then Halle Berry for Die Another Day, which she won a stunt double award for in 2003. One of her most daring stunts, I believe, was like a 280-foot drop for some makeup advertisement.
What? Why is makeup asking for all that?
I don't know.
It's probably Maybelline. They love a dramatic ass commercial.
I don't know, but I saw the ad. I can't believe that someone asked. They were like, hey, girl, you know what? We should have a human being fling themselves.
Just off a building.
So shout out to her. She's performed in things such as the Da Vinci Code, Johnny English, and the Harry Potter series.
Ooh.
Which you're getting to know.
Yeah, I finished Order of the Phoenix and then picked up Half-Blood Prince immediately.
So you're almost done.
That also.
You're around the way.
Yeah, I haven't started Deathly Hallows yet because I need a moment after Half-Blood Prince, like I think.
Yeah, a lot happened.
Yeah, it might be a couple weeks before I pick up the last one because that was just, I actually refuse to believe that it's real. I just won't do it. I'm not going to tell y'all what happens in case there's two other people in the world who don't
make
know.
Make peace with it.
But I actually won't accept that it's real. I'm sure in the sixth book it'll all be better. So I'm just not even going, or the seventh, whatever it is. The point is I will not accept what happened at the end of Half-Blood Prince. Okay. I won't. I shall not. And that's it. I just will not do it.
Great story.
Kind of looking forward to the movies.
Great story. Ah, fantastic films.
Sometimes.
Great films.
Oh, it's too much. It's too many emotions.
So yeah, shout out to Amanda Foster for being a badass Black and British woman who basically you shouldn't fuck with because she's got to know thousands of ways to murder you. All right. So this week in Hot Tops and The Prisoner of Azkaban.
Yes. References that I know.
First up, there. Okay. Let's talk about Sean Moss. Let's just get him out of the way.
God. Okay.
So Bow Wow's child's mother that he went and dated Erica Mena for, and then I think he went back to her. I don't know.
I vaguely remember that story.
Don't you remember something because he was dating Erica Mena.
Weren't they supposed to get married?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and then they just...
And then her and the baby mama hated each other, and then they broke up, and then he got back with the baby mama with the whole, I'm doing this for my family thing.
Right,
which is really just means, like, you and that didn't work, so you're going back to who
to
you know.
Something
take
you already
back.
Know. Right.
Well, she is now dating Future, allegedly. She spent her birthday with the nigga, and there were loads of Snapchatties and IGs and all kinds of moments with her cake and friends and Hennessy. Didn't see any lean, so that's a good thing. And apparently a brand new Rolex, which the streets are saying came from the pockets of Future's daddy.
Okay.
And so Bow Wow tweeted the following because he had to.
Right, no.
Couldn't
just let this girl have her birthday and let that be the end of it.
Had your girl in the islands and you ain't even know it. Which.
This nigga is so annoying.
White people, that is a reference to a song by an artist named Rocco. The song is called You Ain't Even Know. That is the letter U and E-N-O.
Right. I think it is, actually.
No.
Yeah.
That's
literally
the title
spelled
of the song.
Out like that.
Yes, it is.
Niggas.
The song features Rocco, features Future. Future and Rocco are not great friends at the moment. May never be ever again. Probably not. So I guess it's supposed to be a dig. And that fun fact, that's also the song that that Rick Ross got into trouble for. Yeah. When he said, I put a Molly in her champagne and she didn't know it. And then it was like, what?
Wasn't that a remix rape? Or something?
I don't know. Something.
Yeah, that's when I first heard it with the Rick Ross rape line.
So he says that, but she kissing you with the same mouth. Never mind. Ha ha ha. Hashtag sucker. Here's the thing. Like,
oh, God, Chad.
So, like, first of all, she's with someone who is far more relevant, has to have way more money.
Has to.
And is allowed to date. You know, like, she's...
she's like, an adult woman.
Both of them. Like, right. First of all, I don't even know why you're attacking him, because he may not have ever even met you. He has no ties to you other than the fact that he also has a baby with another one of your exes. But that's neither here nor there.
Right.
The point is that he owes you nothing. Like, the person who you are affiliated with in this situation is her.
Right.
So why you're attacking him...
For...
It's confusing. Like, did you think that, like, she kissed you and would never kiss again?
Right. Like, right. Did she, like, swear a blood oath to you? Like, never again shall my mouth touch another nigga's lips. That's not how this goes. Nobody here's a virgin. It wasn't like the first time y'all kissed was her first kiss either. I never understand that, when niggas do this.
Do you think that Future assumed that her lips had never been touched?
Or gave a damn. Future got a whole lineup of hoes that he's willing to impregnate at any time. Your girl is like, what, number 7, 8? That she don't... It's not even a thing.
What were you attempting to accomplish here?
He just wanted to remind everybody that he exists so everybody can roll their eyes and be like, all right, Chad, let's just count down till you Photoshop yourself in front of somebody else's plane. Steal some of the rich niggas' pictures off Instagram. Like, Shad Moss has got to log off permanently. Like, just don't share nothing else online.
Have you no shame?
Yeah, I think it's kind of, it's a little clear at this point. There is no shame at all over there.
I can't even imagine myself, especially with all of those eyes, with all 6 of those eyes on me. Putting yourself in that position to, like, even look that way. You should be like, oh, you live? Oh, well, that's nice. Good for you.
Yeah. My new campaign is going to be try a little shame.
Just a taste.
Just a little bit of shame. It can honestly keep you from making some really ridiculous decisions.
Speaking of baby mama drama, Royalty Brown has a few adults in her life right now that are acting a fool. And glory be to God, Christopher Brown is not one of them.
Well, you know what? I am excited to hear this
why
news.
Why don't we just give God his
praise? Wow. Because it has been a shit week already. But the fact that Chris Brown is not fucking up.
Nowhere near this.
I am proud.
What a conqueror.
I feel genuine joy in my heart for Chris Brown.
A redeemer. My
won't
God.
Won't he do it?
Absolutely.
Won't he will?
Each and every.
Yes, Lord.
So, Royalty's mom, Nia Guzman, or Guzman, I don't know how you say it. Apparently is the target of some fresh beef from an ex-friend. I don't know if her name is Shakur. I think her page is the only Shakur.
Okay.
Whatever. But she looks like plenty of other LA girls. And she recorded a diss freestyle directed at Royalty's mom. Now... Here's what happens. Apparently, this girl would babysit Royalty, or Roro, as I guess her
how cute is that?
Fam and friends call her, isn't it?
Roro. That's a good black ass nickname.
That is a good black ass nickname. Yes. I love it.
I do too.
Keep it to the
and
roots.
And she has a sister named Zilla.
Absolutely.
So I'm here for this.
So she would watch the baby.
Okay.
For about a year, she says, for an entire year, she took care of Roro for free. Now, this is an iOS press release, straight from the source.
Straight from notes.
I'll spare you the bulk of it, but I will let you know that she's referring to Royalty's mom as a drug-using, child-abusing, devil-worshipping Satan. to know that you can be a Satan, but that, whatever.
You know, just
apparently, Nia has been saying foul things about this girl and her sister, according to the girl. She alleges that Nia practices brujeria, roots, and black magic. She says, you lied to my fam Chris about being pregnant with his child and hid the pregnancy the entire time from him just to secure the bag and collect child support. But you couldn't even do that right, ho.
Oh, I love facts.
You spend both of your children's child support on yourself. All those lies and evil you speak on him, trying to destroy him and his credibility as a father. No one respects a bum-ass, disloyal cornball like you.
Well, damn.
I don't give a fuck what attorney you're feeding your lies to. I got too much proof on you to prove otherwise. Let's see which of these hashtags are my favorite, because there's at least 20. Okay. But I rebuke you, Satan, is one of mine.
Yes. A classic.
I had some time today. Finish him, Mortal Kombat voice. But she put Mortal Kombat voice in parentheses, so it's not part of the hashtag. That's nitpicky. Doesn't matter.
I think we all would have got the finish him, even if you didn't have the parentheses.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like typically like finish him is like a...
Everybody does it automatically in that voice.
Like, you don't even play Mortal Kombat.
Even me. No, right, man. Even me.
Sewer rats, hashtag free Roro, and bitter baby mama club, and you big mad.
Damn, bitter baby mama club.
Also, what is it called in the end when you don't win something but you get not a consolation
prize?
No, no, the other thing.
I don't know the
end. Honorable mention.
Oh, okay.
To hashtag kids are not a payroll ho severance.
First of all, kids absolutely can be a payroll if you play your fucking cards right.
It should be like kids should not be, but for many people they are.
I mean, and I believe royalty would fall under that definition because Nia has to be getting a check, right? She has primary custody.
Without, I mean.
Right, she's getting something from Chris.
She has to be.
Right, so.
But he also said very early on that he like moved her out, got her a place.
Yeah.
You know, even when they weren't.
I've never doubted Chris Brown being a good father or the best father he can be. Like that, I don't think has ever crossed my mind. I think because even from the beginning, he was doing so much and was always trying to get that baby and go take her to the Nickelodeon Awards or whatever the fuck. So he's always seemed super hands-on and involved. This young lady sounds like she has some information on Nia that I wouldn't have known otherwise. And if she decides to log onto Instagram and let all that out, I'm not going to have a problem with that in the least. Like,
I don't feel like you need to do it through freestyle. You know, it was funny and it actually was terrible. But, you know, we can leave that as it is for now.
I mean, do we have screenshots of like text messages of you like lying on Chris? That's what I want. I want like proof of all the things you said about her.
Exactly. No, what she does have is like she posted a bunch of pictures of her with the baby.
Oh.
Like, her taking care of the baby.
Well, I mean, girl, how dumb do you sound babysitting for Chris Brown's child for free? That sounds ridiculous unless you are blood related to that baby. And even then.
I mean, well, I guess the mama was her friend. So she was watching the baby while she says, quote, Nia was gallivanting around town being a social media mother.
I mean, but you were the one watching her baby for free. You don't feel, try a little shame. Where's the shame in that? Don't you feel like this bitch is getting thousands of dollars every month from Chris Brown and she can't kick me $20 to keep her baby on Friday night while she go out stunting for the world? Like, I would feel dumb if I were you, girl. I would.
She probably does.
I mean, and maybe that's
how probably makes the pain even
she's
worse.
She's channeling that hurt, right?
That betrayal.
When you think about all the money you could have got babysitting and, you know.
That's why she put it into her rhymes.
That's why she packed up all that hurt. She let it out in her music.
She put it out.
Oh, girl.
Let this be a lesson to many of you rappers out there, okay? Put it in the music.
I mean, I've babysat for free plenty of times, but them hoes was all broke. This is totally different.
Right.
Who does favors for rich people? Girl, bye.
Where should we go next? Okay, so I should have started with this because it's actually, well, it's not good news. It started with hope and then it ended with.
Oh, my God. Okay, despair.
Someone at The New York Post wrote an article that's titled "Democrats' Best Hope for 2020, Oprah." I guess it was like a weird way of discussing Oprah's first episode on 60 Minutes.
Okay.
And that segment they did, and then revisiting this whole Oprah possibly running in 2023.
Right, so, which has come up, I think, probably since the 90s, the idea of Oprah running for president. This is not new at all.
She's Oprah.
Right. So, of course, it was like, you know, like, this is not an original thought that anybody has had, but also, like, let's all just slow down.
Like, if there was a seat that ran, like, the planet, there would be rumors that Oprah was there already, right? Or on her way. You know what I'm saying? Like, if
she had orchestrated
just one
it somehow.
Global monarch or some shit, it would be like, oh, Oprah's queen. So that's Oprah true. Retweeted it and said, "Thanks for your vote of confidence," I guess, to the author. So then that restarted the whole thing, and it was like, yes, oh my God, Oprah's coming to save us. All we've got to do is hold out. Okay, it's just going to be a few, like 3.5 more years of The Walking Dead. And then.
Oh, God.
Until a rep for Oprah came forward and said, girl, she was just saying thanks.
Y'all have got to calm down. Can she not say thank you anymore?
She was thanking the reporter. She's not running for office.
You know, Oprah is one of those people where if she doesn't explicitly say it, people will run with it.
Exactly.
So the fact that she was like, thanks for saying something nice about me. People are literally taking that as, bitch, she's filing the paperwork. Oprah 2020. Gail's the vice president. Like she about to set up headquarters somewhere and just start the campaign now. It's not happening. Why would Oprah want to be president when she could be Oprah?
Would Oprah want to be the fucking president when she could just be Oprah?
When she could literally be like, fuck everything. Clear my calendar for the next 10 years. I'm going to sit back and drink wine and enjoy my money. And nobody could stop her. Why would she want to sign up to take care of all these ungrateful ass people in this country? Why would you want to be bothered with America? Look at fucking America. Just take a moment to scroll through the headlines.
Just,
girl,
just soak up just a bit of,
oh no,
of what is really going on out here.
This country is garbage, man.
Choosing to be responsible for
no that thanks
at this point. Cleaning up a month's worth of mess, honestly. Not even taking into consideration all of the bullshit prior. Just everything that is going on
that's
right
not
now and
even,
has.
Been. That's not even taking into consideration how much mess you're going to have to undo by the time Donald Trump finally is out of office. That's not even taking, which shouldn't take till 2020, Lord willing. I'm just saying.
Like, by then, we're going to have to figure out how to get, like, grass back. Simple things like
we're all gonna have to
trees,
go outside with gas masks.
Redomesticating animals. Nobody has time. So
clearing the rubble. It's gonna be like a job.
If we could really expedite this process,
oh God,
of just getting him out,
please
now. But I mean,
but look at people are so
us up.
People are so desperate that we are really like, yes,
Oprah
please.
Whoever.
Just, celebrity, don't care. Has no idea what she's doing as far as politics are concerned. Doesn't matter.
And no obviously, experience. If anything, Oprah would be one of these behind-the-scenes Shonda Rhimes House of Cards moments where she's not sitting in office and she's living her life as Oprah, but she's absolutely pulling the strings backstage. She just can't do it with fucking Donald Trump because Donald Trump, nobody. No, like, nobody can... Donald Trump wakes up with a new wiring every morning. Nobody knows what's going on.
That's
over
true.
There.
It is.
Nobody.
It's just, and the rest of us are the ones who have to suffer.
He
for
dedicated
it.
A golf trophy.
White people really electing this man
to the victims of these hurricanes.
I know they was like, nigga, can you dedicate some supplies? Can we get some?
Can you dedicate a fucking check?
Are you fucking, is this nigga for real? Like, can we get some medication over here, boy? What? Golf. The fact that you are, No. This is not about Donald Trump. This is about Oprah.
So that's not happening, but at least we still have Oprah. And Greenleaf or haves and
Queen Sugar.
Queen Sugar.
Oh, God, yes. Yes, God, for Queen Sugar.
Yanla. So, you know.
Which, if nothing else, Iyanla's good for a damn great laugh from deep down in your soul.
And I am truly weary. Let me tell you who I can certainly count on besides Jesus.
That Iyanla. Episode with that nigga and all them baby dolls. When she had all them different...
And he wanted to put them down so badly that she wouldn't let him. Like, he had to sit there and be uncomfortable with 13 black cabbage patch dolls. Oh, so mammy titty. Like, she really doesn't get her roses. We have to give them to her while she's here. And I know many of y'all understand that she's problematic. I respect that. But it's funny. And so...
Facts.
Oh, well.
Thank you, Iyanla.
Amber Rose had her slut walk this past weekend in the Los Angeles area.
Really thought that was a Halloween party they were going to.
I did too, because she was dressed
like... it's a little early.
Like Supergirl.
For you to be Wonder Woman.
Cousin that did not get enough attention because Supergirl was so great. And she always heard, why can't you be more like Kara?
Is that really her name? Yeah. Kara? Oh, okay. I don't be knowing. It's wild how regular as hell Amber Rose looks with hair.
Yeah, isn't it?
Like, it just takes her, all the way down. I don't get it.
It doesn't matter the color, style.
It doesn't matter.
I'm just so used to her being bald. And I think that she looks best that way. Every time she has a wig on, I'm just like, no.
Something about her facial features is just like, bitch, put literally nothing around
your face. Should be just on display.
It is actually perfect all by itself. You should feel proud because most of us need a little decoration.
Right, exactly. Typically, women
most
who are like...
Need some accoutrement.
Typically, women who have like, who shave their head or whatever, and you're just like, bitch, that is your cut. It's because your face.
Yes.
But, exactly. But you can still wear
longer hair.
Most of these women I can think of, they can still wear longer hair and look fine. For some reason, when Amber Rose has a wig or something on,
it takes her all, she just looks regular. She looks like a Walmart shopper with hair.
I assume it's because I was introduced to her with no hair. There was never a phase where it was just like, oh, you can do this.
Maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe
I don't know.
So. But, I mean, she just has a really spectacular face. She does. And it just looks best without all the extra around it. But she insists on doing this.
And I also have never seen her in, like, a good wig.
That's another thing. She's never in, like, a great wig.
Yeah.
A wig where you're like, okay, bitch, no, that's, well, not blended because she ain't got nothing to blend with.
Right.
But just a really expensive wig that, you know, has edges and everything.
Yeah.
It's true. She doesn't, but...
Certainly, she can afford, like, at least one, like, going out wig.
Yeah. I mean...
Or, like, red carpet wig.
I'm not mad at that. Like, everybody switches up their hair all the time, so there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that, I think I would be so grateful if I had a face that looked good with no hair.
Because I just can't imagine how much time you save.
Thank you!
Like,
you ain't got, oh God, wash day don't mean nothing to you. You ain't got to worry about split ends.
I'm certain that there are moments where it gets in your way or on your nerves. You just don't feel like dealing with it. So the fact that you could just cut your hair off.
Or that you just feel actually too hideous to go outside without hair of some sort. Like, you actually feel too ugly to go outside without weave or braids or a wig or something. Like, you're free from all of that. You literally could just go. Put a baby wipe on your head and leave.
But she must get bored being bald all of the time, too. So maybe she's just like, girl.
Is it boring being fine? And all you have to do is just switch up your makeup. Somebody fine should tell me.
I don't know.
Do y'all get over it really fast?
Oh, girl, please, somebody shop. Whatever. Oh, they had their slut walk thing. She was out there looking like...
Like she was babysitting.
She was Captain Save-A-Ho.
That was... Oh,
the cape said.
So that's why his sign said, I'm a hoe.
It said, I'm a hoe, too.
Okay.
And I feel like that additional word is quite important.
It is. It is. Like, so, okay. All right. So, Amber Rose had her slut walk.
She had her slut walk, and she was out there, and it was a party.
What's his name? 21 Savage?
Mm-hmm.
He looked like he was there so he wouldn't get fined. Like, Amber was like, this is what we're doing for Slut Walk. I'm wearing this. You're wearing that. Let's go. Like, holding his hand like she was guiding him, like a kindergarten teacher. She had orchestrated the entire thing and just inserted him into the story, and there he was. Like, he didn't... Nothing about his face there made me feel like he was like down for the spirit of the slut walk and like, yes, big feminist movement and all that. He literally looked like, this is the woman I'm fucking, so I'm here.
Yeah.
So I just don't.
I don't think that anybody even get that relationship. Questions that. You know what I'm saying? I think that I think that
21 I mean, but Savage. I'm a hoe too. What?
And you know what? I don't even think that was his idea.
No. So, none like, of that was his idea.
None of it. He was told to show up.
Right.
And he showed up. Because this relationship benefits him from sexual standpoint and from a publicity standpoint.
And a general health standpoint. Things are looking up for 21
Savage. The least that nigga could do is go out there in whatever way they ask him to.
But I just believe Amber wipes the crust out of his eyes in the morning.
I want to hear from some of y'all about, like, some of y'all who go to the slut walk or have been maybe once or twice about the overall experience. Like, do you
feel empowered there?
What did you get from it? In terms of like the overall point, because I'm not trying to say that it doesn't accomplish that. I've never been, so I can't, you know, speak on it. But I hope that it does. And I would like, you know, just some insight so I could be fair. What else do we have here? We could talk about the Real Housewives. Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
Okay.
Eva Marcille Pigford.
Oh, God. I thought she was going to talk about Portia.
We'll get there.
Oh, okay.
We'll be appearing on the new season. It seems to be confirmed as she was photographed on the girls trip that they do every season. I can't remember where it is that they've gone. Barcelona. So I think they're actually in Barcelona right now or wrapping up or something like that. So there's a whole bunch of bullshit surrounding this. But again, give me a moment. Eva is apparently dating a mayoral candidate in Atlanta. Yeah. And we just had a show out there this past weekend and asked the crowd how they feel about him. Can't remember his name. It doesn't really matter at this point. And the only response I remember, first, there was like a lot of back and forth chatter. So we couldn't really get one firm answer. But I remember saying none of it sounded good. Like the overall tone.
It was a no.
It wasn't welcoming. It was not welcoming.
They weren't here for him. And they were not here for Eva representing Atlanta on a show either. Like, she's not one of us.
One of them just said they don't go here. Right. Like, neither one of them.
Wraps it right on up. We don't know them. Why are they here?
I just hope that she, at the very least, don't get on my nerves. I think that Eva's going to be there. She's going to be pretty. She's going to say, like, a cute couple of one-liners and show up as, like, a friend of the show. And they're kind of just vetting her out for next season. So I don't think I'm a hate or love her. I think she's going to be there and be cute.
I'm trying to decide who is going to be the first one to try to come at Eva just to say they did. And it's probably going to be Kenya.
Because Kenya does that to everybody.
She did that to Kim Fields.
She does it to everyone.
Ridiculous.
Like, everyone. Huh. And Eva doesn't even really seem like the type of girl who is going to like walk in and just start saying some stuff to give the other women reason to come at her crazy. Right. So it probably would be someone Kenya going out of their way to do it. And I can't think of anyone besides Kenya.
Right. Because I'm assuming Eva's not going to do the whole Eva the diva attitude thing that we've seen from her before. Not. Right.
Like, Eva's grown. I don't think,
right.
And has like, children.
We grow up. Things change. People mature. So fine. Like, absolutely giving you this. But she seems like the type who instead is just going to come in and be like, oh, hey, you know, to the girls I recognize, what's up? And then otherwise pretty much mind your business and
play
keep to
the
yourself.
Room. Right.
And Kenya's going to be so threatened just by the fact that you're more famous than she is, which,
Kenya's not going to allow herself to accept that.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. She's going to feel really self-conscious about it, kind of like with Kim Fields, where it's like somebody who's more recognizable than you is in the room, and they don't care about you.
And try to downplay it the whole time.
So now you're going to start some shit with her for the express purpose of having her interact with you so you can talk about how you feel like you're just as good.
But maybe we'll be 1,000%
when she's just sitting
wrong
over there like, who cares, girl? I'm right. Or maybe, but Kenya, like you said, she does this all the time. She has an established pattern of behavior, so I would not be shocked. Either way, I'm ready for this season.
I mean, hurry up. November, shit. I mean, well, it's like a month now, so around the corner-ish. There were rumors that Kenya was leaving because, if you don't know Kenya Moore and Kim Zolciak, who was coming back, they fucking hate each other.
Right.
Like, Brielle, Kim's daughter, wants to fight Like they.
Brielle still terrible?
I don't know.
I could not stand that child when she was on TV. Lord, so bratty.
So apparently, well, there are rumors that Kenya was pitching a fit over Kim going on the trip, and then maybe Kim pulled back, and between that and Kenya not wanting to have her new alleged husband partner.
Right. Not wanting, he doesn't want to be on camera, I guess, or he doesn't want to film.
Well, she's trying to make it seem like she does not want to film. Like she doesn't want to sully her, you know, fairy tale marriage.
You don't want to taint what God has put together with reality TV, you know. Some things are sacred, Kid Fury.
So there were rumors that the producers had enough. She didn't give a fuck. And so she was going to be leaving. She posted a photo of herself in a very nice dress on her Instagram. And the photo says, "A sitting queen. A sitting queen never quits and cannot be removed from her throne."
You're not a queen. This is reality TV.
Like, right. Like your throne, sweetheart. And it's, and it's an ensemble. Like it's like more than one. Like it's not even your show.
Right. You're not the Lisa Vanderpump of this show.
You're certainly not getting paid the most because Nene's back on.
Right. So we can just go ahead and X that right.
There's no, like, what? It's a show.
You weren't born into this. This isn't, you're not, you haven't.
You weren't even here from the beginning.
You can easily be fired like the rest of these hoes. If the show's canceled, that's it for Kenya Moore. So what? I swear I don't understand that girl.
She's
I
so
don't.
Strange.
She is. It's like she really thinks that she is somebody important. Like, I think she really believes that of herself. Like, she really thinks she is somebody.
She's entertaining for a lot of different reasons. And her having a fan base and all that stuff makes sense. There's lots of way, way more obscure. I mean, that Cash Me Outside Kenya girl has
Moores.
Fans.
Right. There's a million Kenya Moores.
That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, they're always good. Look at Hazley. I would rather watch the Twirl movie, whatever that weird shit is that she had them watch, that long-ass commercial.
Oh, yeah.
I would rather watch a Kenya Moore production back-to-back.
Okay. Now, two of them, let's not be crazy.
Than watch Hazel E. do anything. Both of these women are convinced they've glowed up and then da-da-da-da and all this stuff. And I can let you have that, but do you, like... My only thing is that you know we're watching a show right. about your life and that you're awful.
Right.
So.
And that's literally why we're watching you. The both of you. Because you're terrible in your own ways.
And after hiring it's all true. Of these niggas to play your boyfriend, you finally married and now you want to keep secrets? I don't trust you.
Right. I mean, but I don't believe in your relationship. I don't believe in the sanctity of anything involved with your life. Like, this is what you do. You sell your life to Bravo for a check, and there's nothing wrong with that. But let's not get all full of ourselves acting like we are fucking royalty out here, because that is just not the case. You're not even the most important girl on this show. So.
Not the most important, not the most successful, not the most.
Not the prettiest.
Not the richest.
Not the smartest.
Well, Phaedra's not on the show anymore.
It's true. Because Phaedra's awful, but she was a genius about it.
You can't say she's dumb. So
dumb she's not. Everybody around her has gone to prison but her. The bitch is not dumb.
Certainly Cynthia is not dumber than Kenya.
Okay, yes. No, Cynthia Bailey is not dumber than Kenya.
Well, look at the way she handled that friendship with Nene Leakes. And Cynthia's friends with Kenya.
Okay, well, listen. Look how hard we have to try to give Kenya one superlative. Like,
whatever is the point.
You have the best weave.
Portia.
But hell, looking like Portia might not be on the show no more, though.
But that's also, well, okay. So Portia. I'm literally just seeing this, too.
Best colored contacts of anyone on the cast. I don't think anybody else wears
only
them.
Color. Yeah. Like, maybe Kim Zolciak, but it doesn't matter.
Oh, my God. Ugh, anyway, so Portia.
So Portia could be kicked off of the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Rumor has it that during this Barcelona trip, She tried to
Lord
fist fight with Miss Marlo Hampton, who is also coming back around in the fold this season.
Doesn't that sound like a bad idea all by itself? Fist fight Marlo Hampton.
I don't. Okay, so it says here that the ladies got into an argument, reading this on the Shade Room, as usual, and Portia pointed an object in Marlo's face.
Oh, Lord.
And Marlo snatched at it. Okay, so at that point, she lunged at Marlo, whatever, typical fist fighty whatever thing. And I guess we'll have to wait to watch the show to see what they gonna let us see happen.
Right. Who won the fight? That's what I want to know.
I'm interested. I mean, I could, if this really did happen, I could see them kicking her off of the show simply because she continuously gets
into
stuff.
We've told you this before.
Right. And for whatever reason, they'd like to act like they're not allowed to fight and it's super serious. Like, girl, but we kind of like that stuff.
Right.
Like, you're going to be threatening to kick nobody off the cast when the Orange County girls be throwing glasses at each other and pulling at each other's wig.
I mean, so I personally don't have a problem with fighting, and I don't.
Don't bother me.
I don't necessarily think somebody should. Well, I mean, you can't just have people out here hitting.
Okay, no, obviously not.
But
people are going to fight.
But Portia and Marlo, let them hoes fight. Like, let's watch this.
And furthermore, you're paying these people, but you're putting them in situations where you know they have differing personalities.
You set up conflict.
Exactly. You set up conflict. You know, you set up these types of disagreements and arguments and stuff. You can't imagine that these girls in Atlanta, on top of that, are not going to have moments where they're going to be swinging. Like, it's going to happen.
They pack up the dynamite and then they give Portia some matches and be like, you want to have some fun? And that's it.
I mean, I have no problem with Portia leaving the show, but that's only because Portia bores me to tears. So, like, oh, this to me, no. If you're a fan of Portia and you want her to stay on the show and she actually gets kicked off because of this, I can understand being upset over it.
I think I'm only going to need a couple episodes of Portia, and that's just her trying to justify lying and being a part of that mess with Candy last
season. I doubt
it.
I'm sure she's going to spend the half of the season acting like it never happened until someone takes her to task for it. And then she's just going to lie terribly.
Probably so.
Or act like, I don't care. It's been so long.
Like, okay, bitch, but you know why you're here. You know why you're here. Nobody on this show needs to act like they're above the shit that happens on this show.
Why don't you just get into that? So strange. Like, well, like, what? You're getting paid to be on this show. Your claim to fame is this show for many of you. And you go about acting out, wearing this, designer that, look at me, millions of followers, all of this stuff based around you exposing your life and your behavior on the show. And then when you get in some hot water because of it, then it's like, what? I don't even... What?
These girls are so childish.
People be focused on just the wrong stuff. Like, what, girl?
People are focused on the thing you gave them to focus on.
The thing that you want us to focus on, that's how you get paid.
So, right. This is why you want us to talk.
Why are you now acting as if we don't have, like, the right or it's just completely wild for us to talk about what you did on the show that you're still on? Talking about we should talk about it. And that goes for like all of these reality shows.
Season.
Right. Just like some months.
You just did
some
it.
Months ago. Like,
it's not old.
It's not. But
it's
we're
not
gonna
several have, seasons ago.
Like, so many reality stars do this. It is so confusing to me.
That goes
like,
for
nigga,
all of
it
them.
Just fucking happened. We just watched this. Even when Scandal come back, all of these shows come back. Like, you could be fresh in the middle of Scandal, like, and they'll show you previously on Scandal some shit that happened in season two. Girl, because it applies.
Yeah.
Because it applies.
Pay attention. It's all part of the story, ho.
I was going to talk about rumors that Jermaine Dupri is courting Janet Jackson again. But so.
Father.
So that's it for Hot Tops in the Chamber of Secrets. We'll be right back. Support for today's episode of The Read comes from Care Of. Vitamins and supplements are one of the best and most basic ways to ensure you're meeting your body's nutrition needs, but it can be so hard to figure out which ones you need to take, especially in the drugstore when no one is there to help you out. Thankfully, Care Of is a new vitamin company that is here to help. On their site, they ask you questions about your diet and health goals and recommend the best supplements just for you. It's a really easy process that just takes a few minutes. Then they send you your supplements in personalized daily packs, which are so convenient. Best of all, they only use the best ingredients in their vitamins and supplements. You actually save money by getting your vitamins through Care Of rather than your local health food store.
Yes, it can be super convenient having everything shipped right to you instead of having to go to the vitamin store and being able to talk to somebody about your lifestyle and health goals. So to sign up, go to takecareof.com now and get a personalized recommendation. Then use our code READ to get 50% off your first month. That's takecareof.com and offer code READ for 50% off your first month. Let them know we sent you and let's keep going.
All right, so we're back. It is now time for listener letters.
It is. Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com. Our first question this week comes from someone who calls himself a ho no mo.
Okay.
And he says, I'm 23 years old. I know you guys preach the leave that nigga gospel every week, and I'm wondering if my situation qualifies. I had a very drastic change in my life in 2016. I'm overcoming an inappropriate and abusive situationship with a supervisor, one that led to drug abuse and losing my career and the ability to truly be intimate with someone else. I went through a lot, I got some help, and I focused on myself for a while. Fast forward a year later, I busted my ass and got a new career making double what I used to. I pay all my bills and I have my own place in expensive ass California. Life is normalizing itself. I feel like I'm ready to open up and date again. I met this nigga, let's call him Brandon, who's 26 years old, a few months ago, and I like him. We have a great time every time we hang out. We're monogamous. He handles me when I'm wilding out and gives me space when I need it. I like that we're not attached at the hip, but also not too distant. I'm very comfortable with our pace, and I honestly only want one change, and that is to claim me. I want him to call me his boyfriend, say my name. If anybody asks, you're taken, and no thanks. No shade, and to each his own, but I'm done hoeing around. I don't want to do what the other gays our age are doing, just fucking around and quote-unquote chilling. He's new to California and says he's really into me and likes me a lot, but doesn't know if he wants to be a hoe. This is his words.
Wait.
So Brandon is new to California. He likes a ho no mo very much. He's not sure if he's ready to
stop being a ho.
Right. Like, you know, like he just got here. He's not necessarily ready to be monogamous and exclusive and say that necessarily at this point.
So he's not necessarily saying that he wants to ho. He just is new to this city and wants to explore
and wants to
possibilities.
Yeah, you know.
Got
so
you.
Right. So our writer says, because of my past, I'm still a little insecure. It's hard for me to know if I'm being rational in thinking that that's disrespectful. To me, that's nigga speak for you cute sis, but you not enough, which reverts me back to how I felt last year. I put effort in letting him know I like him and I've never chased a nigga. I asked him if we're together or not and he responded, I don't know what I want. It's like, I don't. Meanwhile, I'm like, I don't want more of the man. I just want the title. Am I right or am I wilding? Is the time we spend together more valuable than being called one word? Or is being a friend with benefits with a nigga's way to not commit and feel as bad when they want to break things off? Am I thinking too much and being insecure? Help a sis out. Thanks so much. A ho no mo.
He's tripping a little bit.
Yeah, you are, bro.
What do you mean you don't want the nigga, but you want the title? If you want him to call you his boyfriend, that's you want the nigga. Like, yeah. You want him. That's why you want him to claim you. Or either that or you just want to be somebody's fucking boyfriend. If that's the case, then find another nigga to be. You know what I mean? Like, it's actually irrational a bit to expect him to be monogamous when he is in California and just got there.
Yeah.
And y'all are young and yeah. Like, I would not want to be monogamous with him for that very reason. Because you just got here. It's niggas everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you probably nose wide open.
You need a moment to like settle, you know, get to know your surroundings, you know, what types of gays are where and what you like and what you don't right. Like. You need, like, to get into your groove here because you're going to meet all kinds of niggas out here. So
right.
It's like he's giving you all of the signs of I like you, but I am not confident that if I were to claim you and be or try to be monogamous with you that I won't fuck
that
up.
I could pull it off, right.
So it's best.
You have to respect somebody telling you that.
Like, you want, you're trying to force him into this relationship. And then when, you know, he breaks up with you because he want to go be with somebody else, or worse, cheats on you or something like that. Right. Then you're going to be mad at that nigga. But he's trying to tell you right now, he don't want what you want.
Right. Like, he's literally saying to you, it's not a rejection of you. And I think maybe that's part of your
issue.
That's
the way you're taking it. Yeah.
You feel a way. Like you said, you went through a lot in your previous relationship, and I think you're kind of carrying around that baggage now, because
it makes him feel like it's like he's not enough. And right. That's not what it and is that's at
not,
all.
It's not an indication on you. It's not like, oh, well, if I was, you know, better in this way or that way, then he would be ready for a relationship. The nigga is just not ready for a relationship.
Period.
And is aware of that. And is telling you that in the hopes that y'all can still fuck around without you getting your feelings hurt.
And
but
trust
it sounds
me.
Sounds like y'all are past that point.
There are many niggas out here who know damn well that they ain't ready for a motherfucking relationship and will tell you otherwise.
Yes.
And string you along and then go on and out in the streets and do whatever the fuck they want to. Again,
right.
You're having someone who in one way or the next is telling you, I don't want to do this, but I fuck with you. Where does that leave us? So if that leaves you out the door, then you need to grab your shit and get out the door.
And like, you have to be self-aware enough to say, okay, you know what? I want more with you. And I'm only going to get my feelings hurt. I'm vulnerable right now anyway because I done been through a lot in a previous relationship. So let me just pack up the rest of my little feelings and go on about my business. But you have to be strong enough to say that. Like, he's giving you the opportunity to not fuck with him. Like, he's being real with you. You really can't ask for much more than that. So I'm sorry that you're taking it like it's something wrong with you, because that's not the case. Like, it's not a rejection of who you are as a person, but the man is just not ready for what you're ready for. So I would say cut your losses now and stop the bleeding before it gets worse. Maybe you need to spend some time by yourself working through the issues. Like you said, you went through all this last year. I know it's been a year, but, you know, sometimes you need a little extra time to get over the shit that's happened to you. And
right.
There's nothing wrong with that either. So take
but
some extra
way,
time to yourself if you need to.
You definitely want different things than this dude.
Right. So Brandon, though, leave Brandon alone.
Yeah.
Your feelings are going to get hurt at the end of that story.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you right now.
And it's definitely going to be your fault, and that's going to make it worse.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Good luck to you. Let us know how it goes. Our next question comes from... let's see if she wants me. Antoinette. And she says, this question is more for Kid Fury since I know he's into gaming. I know you dabble a little, Crystal. So any input would be helpful. True. I dabble very little. She says, my baby is turning 10 in February and he's really into gaming. I thought it was just a phase, but lately he's been really passionate about it and it looks like action figures are a thing of the past. He has the Xbox Live on the 360 and his father and I decided that he has shown himself responsible enough to upgrade to the One. I don't know much about it, but I know it costs money and I wasn't spending my hard-earned dollars until he knew how to properly make his own damn sandwich. While he is on the live, he apparently...
You know what?
She's not.
That is, like, reasonable.
Yes.
Like, every now and then I feel like I get life hacks that I would have never otherwise thought of, but I feel like that's a good way to measure. Okay.
Can you make your own damn sandwich? Okay.
Okay, you don't need no Xbox. Like, I feel that's fair.
It is. While he's on the live, he plays against other people. When he's playing, he pretends he's talking to them. I asked him what the hell he was doing. And he says that if he had a headset, he could talk to the people he's playing with for real.
Aww.
That's adorable. I've heard Kid Fury speak a few times about people cussing and using racial slurs on all that. And I can only assume he means on the live.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to know if there's a way to parental control that or if I have the option to choose who he plays with. I asked his father, but he seems to be completely unconcerned about it altogether.
Oh.
He says boys are resilient and he'll be all right. Since his dad sometimes tarries with stupid, I thought it would be best to get a second opinion. That is my favorite phrase. I will write that down.
I love that she said that, and she just loves him anyway. You know, like, she's just,
I just have to say, he's just sometimes.
Like, that's just my man. But, I mean, you know, every
should
now
I just wait until he's able to purchase his own live headset? The last thing I need is for somebody to call my baby a nigga. and then I have to spend all my time and money tracking them down. Thank you guys so much for your help. I know y'all don't have kids, but sometimes it's helpful to get different perspectives. I don't have a manual for this shit.
Right, nobody does.
Right, girl. And I mean, I would have thought 10 was way too young for something like that, but if he's like having pretend conversations with the people.
That's
cute.
The type of shit that even my mama like would be like, oh fuck, let me go get
let me go get one of them. But my mama would also have been like, okay, but who are you talking to on that?
Right, exactly.
So I don't know if you can control who your kids talk to on that.
I actually don't either, and it's because A, like you said, I don't have kids, so I don't really look at parental control settings on things because I don't need to. And then also, I don't really game online much. But I'm sure that you can. Like, everything has parental control on it, honestly, especially if it's connected to the internet. So,
I would think they would have a, you know, you can only play with friends setting.
Yeah, I mean, but see, that's something that you would have to probably... You would have to look into yourself. Like, most games where you can play online have things like private matches and stuff like that, okay, where you set up the match yourself or whatever, and you play with people that you either invite or people that you're friends with, you know, you can team up with them. So he could know who he's playing with. Maybe okay. He has other friends who have Xbox and stuff. And so if that's the case... then I wouldn't think there's too much to worry about, you know, unless his friends do shit. Like, I mean, I don't know, but like,
right,
if he's playing with friends that he knows in real life, then just, go ahead and get him the headset. As long as these kids have been vetted, I guess it shouldn't be anything. But I would assume that his friends don't call him a nigger or, you know, pick on him or right, anything like that. If he's playing online with strangers, that's a completely different ballpark, because he could be playing with full grown adults. He could be playing with... you know, all kinds of weirdos, because it's all over the world. It's mm-hmm. not always just like region or city and stuff like that. But like I said, I'm sure if you look into different games and stuff, then you can find parental control settings and stuff like that. And keep in mind that most games have people that monitor servers and stuff like that who are supposed to put a cap on that type of stuff. Like... people are dicks. They're not supposed to, you know what I'm saying? They're not supposed to do that stuff. And usually if you complain or you report them and stuff like that, then, you know, whoever is handling the back end of that shit will take care of it. But it still doesn't stop, you know, many people from saying horrible stuff or just cussing. You know, they may not even be attacking him or saying something horrible right. to him, but they may just be, you may hear him use a word he never, you know, heard before, and it's just the worst word ever.
Because people
and
just be cussing when they play games, of course.
Yeah, obviously. Other kids, right. other grown-ups, yeah, they cuss all the time. So, I mean...
I can't believe his daddy's like, well, who cares? It's fine. Like, what? Sometimes it tarries with stupid.
And I just feel like the type of nigga I'm attracted to, that like, I feel like that would be me. No, like I wouldn't be him, but I would be you in this situation, going right. to my nigga like because I don't, you know, these niggas. I'll just give the nigga the headset.
You can see yourself in, yeah. with somebody
in a relationship
being like,
with him. Right. Just buy it.
That's your baby daddy, and they're being stupid.
Damn. Yeah, I mean, but if anything else, you can definitely, if you do get him the headset, you can sit on a few sessions with him after you set up the control stuff and try and get it all worked out to the best of y'all's ability. You can sit in and listen to it. And he should be even without headsets, you should be able to turn on the audio so you can hear the people talking. He may not be able to say anything back because he doesn't have a mic, but you will at least be able to hear the type of conversations and stuff that's going on in this. But if you're playing online with someone against co-op regardless, the whole point of communication is strategy. Like, all you really supposed to be saying to me is where you need me to be. Do you need me to come heal you or flank or whatever the hell it is that people do when they play multiplayer stuff? Like, all of the other stuff is just, it's supposed to be fun. But
right. And he's only 10, so...
Right, like 10, that is that age where I will IP address.
Yeah.
I'm calling her.
No, I will actually fight you behind my baby.
I will come and find you. I will cross city and state lines.
Are you going to be watching Gifted? Somebody asked that
tonight.
Really quick.
Ooh, actually, let me set my DVR here.
Yes, yeah, so is Kid Fury watching Gifted? What does he think about it? I'm guessing it's a Marvel thing.
So it's based in the X-Men universe. Bill Compton from True Blood is the daddy. I don't know who the rest of the people are. Jamie Chung, who was on The Real World and now had loads of
Jamie.
Success.
Yeah.
I think she's playing Blink, which is a mutant that can, like, create... It doesn't matter. She's awesome. I am going to watch it, although Bryan Singer, who does the X-Men, are the last three... X-Men movies, I think he was a part of. I don't remember if it was just as a director or what, but I haven't really been a fan of them.
Okay.
In fact, I've thought that a lot of them were awful. Hopefully they do the Dark Phoenix one well, but I don't. I'm not, you know, mm-hmm. not holding my breath. But as a show, like, the show is based around mutants that are a little less famous in the X-Men world. Like, I don't expect to see Storm or Wolverine or nobody, so... Maybe I'll get a different experience out of it since they won't have a Storm to make light skinned. So, I hope I end up liking it.
Okay.
But if not, oh well, can't be any worse than the Inhumans.
Yeah, that person also said, I know the Inhumans was garbage. I have never heard of either one of them. So
literally fell asleep. When we got into the hotel in Atlanta, Asante and I were in my room and... I didn't even know it was coming on, but it just happened to be on as I got in there. And I was like, oh, let me go ahead and... First of all, Medusa's wig is awful. The wig is terrible. It honestly looks like she got it in, like, the red light district of Instagram. Like, it looks like she got to, like, just the skeeviest section of Instagram to buy that wig. It's awful. The CGI is terrible. It was so boring. I literally fell asleep. So,
well, damn.
Hopefully this is better. But if not, whenever FX brings back Legion, that's a great show to watch. If you care about X-Men, mutants or not, that movie is just great. And if you like Aubrey Plaza.
Oh, she's fun.
She showed her ass. Like, that bitch can act. Like, act. Right. So, yes.
Okay. Well, is that it?
That's up to you.
No, I mean, if that was it about the show.
Oh, right. Yes.
That wraps up this week's question. Send yours to asktheread@gmail.com and we'll be back.
Your walls are empty. but you keep buying beautiful art with which to adorn them. Now's your chance to get them framed at framebridge.com. Just go to framebridge.com, choose your frame, mail in or upload your art directly from your computer or even from Instagram and preview it online. Then the expert team at Framebridge will custom frame your item in days and deliver your finished piece directly to your door, ready to hang. Framebridge frames come in a wide range of style from classic to eclectic and are made using real wood moldings and shatterproof acrylic glazing that protects from UV rays.
Yes.
I know one thing for me that was annoying me about my place is that I had art, but I didn't have it hung up and one frame was broken. Some things in half frames. Even this Steven Universe thing that we just got signed.
I have to get that framed like right now. So
I despise leaving the house. So things like Framebridge are perfect because I can have somebody else handle all of that stuff for me. Send me the frame that I want after I see how it looks. All I gotta do is hang it up.
Yes.
Or find train to hang it up.
Okay, even better. Not to mention, with Framebridge's happiness guarantee, their team gives each item personal care and attention. And instead of the hundreds you'd pay at a framing store, their prices start at $39 and all shipping is free. And that's without even having to go outside. God is so good. Get started with framing your photos or art today. Go to framebridge.com and use promo code READ and you'll save an additional 15% off your first order. That's framebridge.com, promo code READ. And let's move on.
This week's episode is also being brought to you by the good folks over at NatureBox. We all want to eat better and eat smarter, but when it comes to finding appropriate snacks, they usually taste like, you know, Crocs. So, thanks to NatureBox, you can find over 100 snacks that taste good and are actually better for you. We talk about it all the time, whether you're looking for salty, sweet, savory, whatever the case may be. They've got all kinds of things, plantain chips. They have all kinds of almonds and nom noms. Still, yes. Not exactly sure if they came up with that word or what it is, but they are just bite into pretzels. One and see if it don't change your life. Pretzels, obviously the iconic, the legendary, the historic, sriracha covered cashew.
Mm-hmm. The best.
Whatever it is you're looking for in a snack, you can find it in Nature Box. Many people have already been saved. Nature Box is sure to have your new favorite snack waiting for you. They add new snacks every month that are made from high quality, simple ingredients, which means no artificial colors, flavors, or sweeteners. So you can feel good about what you're eating. It is very simple. Just go to naturebox.com, choose the snacks you want, and Nature Box will deliver them right to your door. There's no risk. If you ever try a snack you do not like, don't eat it. Just stop.
Just don't chew any more of it.
You can get a replacement. Right now, NatureBox is offering our listeners 50% off your first order when you go to naturebox.com/the read. That is naturebox.com/the read. Half off your first order. Can't beat it. Now let's finish the show. All right. So we're back and it is now time for the read.
It is. Do you want to go first?
It all depends on who you're reading.
Tina Campbell's dumbass.
Okay, good. Because that's who I was going to do anyway. So go ahead.
Well, so I heard.
What a fucking dumbass. Fucking maroon. What a nincompoop.
I could not even get it out. Girl, you voted. So if you don't know, Tina Campbell did an interview with The Root talking about this last season of the reality show.
The Root.
Her garbage marriage. And for reasons I will probably never understand, she admitted that she was not thrilled with either candidate during the election, like lots of us weren't. However, unlike those of us with fucking common ass sense.
Yeah.
She said that she agreed with Donald Trump based off of his views on Christianity. What she said was, I was faced with two presidential candidates that I did not really approve of, and so I had to find something, a commonality with one of them.
Wow.
That would make me feel like if I have to vote, I should utilize my right to vote. Okay, so that doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
You actually don't have to vote.
Exactly.
But you should utilize your right to vote. So I don't understand why those two phrases are next to each other.
Thank you.
Anyway,
thank you.
Since I don't prefer either of them, what can I find that would make me vote? And some of Donald Trump's views on Christianity, honestly, is what caused me to vote for him. I have a lot of questions based off these few sentences.
Just a couple.
But I think first is, what views on Christianity? I need one Donald Trump quote about Christianity that made Tina Campbell feel like that was the nigga she needed to vote for. You can't possibly mean Donald Trump's life. Like, you, what I think what she's trying to say is that she thought Donald Trump would be anti-abortion, and so is she. And so, and so maybe that was like, I think that's what she's trying to say. But what you can't tell us is that Donald Trump's views on Christianity are the reason you voted for him, because nothing about that nigga is Christian. Nothing. Girl, his views on Christianity. You mean to tell me that you looked at Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton and you said, I need to find a commonality with one of these people. Just one thing in common. I don't know if another one had a pussy, maybe that would maybe be something we had in common. But or if one of them maybe, you know, gave a fuck about American people or like, oh, and not to sit up here and act like Hillary Clinton was, you know, perfect or anything else. But looking at the entire election cycle that we went through, looking right at all of that shit, looking at every fucking thing that came out about Donald Trump, every news item about Donald Trump that came out for more than a year before we actually voted, and then realizing that Tina Campbell's simple ass self still went in the booth and marked the line for Donald Trump. I'm actually at a loss for words. I cannot understand how you pulled Christianity, a gospel singer, pulled Christianity out of Donald Trump and used that as a vote for, as a reason to vote for this nigga. I can't. I'm actually lost.
I'm really confused.
I 100% do not understand these actions. What does this mean? How, girl? His Christianity? What Christianity? What has Donald Trump done that made you say, "Wow, what a Christian"? When did this happen?
Then she says.
Oh, God, yeah, that's not even the whole quote.
That he has made afterwards, I have not been in agreement with at all, which I wasn't in agreement with my president that I voted for, which I wasn't in agreement with my last president that I voted for. But however, as a Christian,
what?
My perspective is to pray for the president. To not use my soul. This is what all the niggas who voted for him are saying now.
I can't. How are you this dumb?
But however, as a Christian, my perspective is to pray for the president to not use my social platforms or other platforms to try to destroy this man. Because at the end of the day, he still represents the country that I live in. Talk about a cold pressed dummy. So if I'm going to use my platform, my power, my voice, I ought to use it to pray for him, to pray that he would make wise decisions, that he would be true to the oath that
he took,
and to not incite fear by talking about everything that's wrong, especially with people that's my color. Tina. While you are allegedly praying for this man and not using your We platform to try and destroy him,
I just can't.
That man is praying to Lucifer that you and every other brown motherfucker on this in this nation is eradicated swiftly. Like,
I can't.
The president don't give a fuck about you. The president does not give a fuck about this country.
Right.
What? And how? Even if you like, I can't think of one thing that Donald Trump ever said in the name of Christianity that you could have held on to so strongly amidst everything else that he did and said during the election that made you feel like, I'm gonna vote for him anyway. It feels like to me, you just don't want to be aligned with, like,
Tina Campbell
blackness. And it's maybe because we know that you full of shit and have for a while and don't see it for you, hardly see it for your sister.
Oh,
and
Lord.
So,
mm-mm.
Like, is that why you're so mad?
I don't get this.
I don't.
Like, it's so ignorant and it just don't, like, how old is Tina Campbell? 43 years old. Ma'am. You mean to tell me that you paid attention? You paid attention to the news and you still voted for Donald Trump? A black woman in her 40s. You really did that. A Christian.
And then you're using Christianity to excuse it.
Tell me, God.
No. That's fine. We've got enough on our plate. You know what I'm saying? That's okay. You know what I'm saying? You say that you voted for Donald Trump because you are an organic, grass-fed fucking maniac. And that's really all that it is, because I'm like,
I forgot when she wrote that open letter talking about pray for Donald Trump.
No, ma'am, I shan't. Donald Trump ain't praying for me. Donald Trump don't give a fuck about me. Donald Trump can barely keep up with time of day.
I'm praying that we get Donald Trump the fuck out of here.
That's what I'm praying for.
That's it, girl. What you mean pray for him? Pray for him what? He should have never been elected in the first place. Like, we all have to work overtime on our prayers now because dumb bitches like you went out and voted for him.
I don't even pray that Donald Trump lands his ass on a soft point on the ground when they kick him. About, like, I don't care that he, like, what? I'm not praying for Donald Trump. What?
Oh, no.
That, like, Donald Trump is...
She's a fool.
Is, like, a giant force that is expediting the process of global destruction. Pray for him for what? You might as well just pray for the devil, too. Like, let's pray for Donald Trump. Let's pray for Taylor Swift. Let's pray... I mean, it's like, let's just turn every day into Halloween fucking horror nights. And Tina, shut up. Shut your mouth. If this is the last season of that show.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't expect to have to hear anything else about Tina Campbell ever again, unless she says or does something continuous. I mean, something that is also this outlandish.
She said she
outlandish.
Was disheartened by what she was hearing from the churches in our community. It is the church's job. What? To stand up and say, there is a white supremacist bigot in office and people of color need to be vigilant now more than ever. That is the church's responsibility to the black people that go there. What the fuck? I cannot come up with an excuse for this. Tina Campbell is just a fucking moron. That's it.
That's really all it is.
She's a fucking idiot.
Like,
period.
I can't even imagine why you
go sit down with Chrisette.
I can't imagine why you admitted that you voted for this man in the first place.
No.
Like, I don't, you could have absolutely kept that to yourself.
Because of his views on Christianity.
Maybe she's sick of shit here.
she's not. She's just a fucking idiot.
What is that?
I don't know. Something over here that keeps like moving around.
Jesus. Well, okay. I mean, I don't really know what to tell Tina or her forehead, but I'm, you know, I wish them nothing but the worst. WORST. The absolute worst. I don't know who you're praying for or how your prayer works or who you're speaking to, but you can't tell me that you saw that man's, like, his entire run during the election and you were like,
this is fine.
Yeah. My God told me this is where I need bubbling.
Like, what about, I mean, and it was Donald Trump next to Hillary Clinton.
And then, and after all of this, after the election where he was a blatant dickhead.
Yeah, yeah.
And after all of the months that we have spent with him being shit, like, just.
He just got just here and everything is so much worse.
Shit, you know, immediately. Like, didn't even ease his way into it. Like. Jumped right, like every day he thinks to himself, how can I be worse than I was yesterday? And your response now isn't even to be like, you know what? I did do that. Perhaps I was wilding. And I've got to live with that. You know, I've got to live with that. You're instead saying, well, you know what? It's my responsibility to use my platform to pray for him rather than try. Like, you're still trying to act as if people with sense that are calling this man out for his bullshit and are standing up for innocent lives. You're still trying to make it seem like it's something wrong with that. And instead, we should be silent and speaking to God. God don't know Donald Trump.
Meanwhile, God is like, I never handpicked this nigga to do a damn thing.
Like,
who brought him up? This is not.
God is too busy dealing with all these alleged prayers for Vegas. Like, he doesn't.
Oh, God.
I could go all day.
I mean, and we really don't have to because, like, the whole thing in Vegas is bad enough. And then I think just now they start talking about there's a shooting going on at USC.
I read that that hasn't been confirmed or something, but that was in the car over here. So I don't really know what's going on with that.
But then I also saw that Sarah Huckabee Sanders was talking about, now is not the time to talk about gun control. Like,
what?
Girl, how many people are dead right
now? That's what I'm saying.
How many people are injured?
This leads to nothing. You know what I'm saying? This happens, and this is, you know, like the biggest, the worst mass shooting in the history of the nation and all of that type of stuff. And we pray and we repost these memes and we do all of that. And there's no legislation put in place. All of these people sit and they wait for you to cry and they, you know, watch your memes and, you know, wait for you to cool the fuck out. And then they go right back to ruining the fucking country.
Right.
And this will happen again. And we're supposed to keep praying? Like, mm-mm. At what point do you think that God is just like, you know, I can't help those that don't help themselves?
White people are not going to let y'all take away their guns.
They're just not going to.
That white Americans are not going to let y'all have their motherfucking guns.
And they're not even going to bother taking nobody to task because then they would have a whole their full bare white faces.
They need
faces.
Them to defend their white privilege. They will not let you have them. Hell no.
They're not even going to have these people, like, say flat out on camera, yeah, cool, but no, I'm keeping my weapons.
Yeah.
Because that's a whole part of the regime.
I mean, but we knew after Sandy Hook that America wasn't going to do
shit exactly.
About guns.
That's why I didn't even think about that shit today. I was like, if those children.
Those 5 and 6 year olds. So.
And motherfuckers were literally right after that, like, blatant, explicitly, hey, buddy, no, you can't have my guns. Like, nobody waited. Like, people who were very firm on their NRA shit or whatever were like, that's nice. But no, I'm
Gabby
keeping
Giffords
each and every
got
one
shot
of my
in the
rifle.
Head, and they were still like, I mean, but I need my weapons.
Well, but, so.
No, it's not happening. America will have another civil war when the federal government bans guns.
If you want these guns, you're going to have to come over here and take them.
And like, you know they got stockpiles. That's the thing. Like, nobody has ever put restrictions on these white people. They got unlimited guns and ammunition in their homes.
Like, this shit is so disheartening and it's so fucking sad and it's ridiculous. And it's what makes it worse and frustrating to me is the fact that I know that, especially under Trump, nobody's going to do
anything
to prevent this from happening.
Hell no.
Anything. Nothing. You can't even call it terrorism when it is so and it's like people who continuously say that you know, about the terrorism or point out that fact, it becomes another thing. It's like, well, why are you bringing it up? Or this isn't the time to be talking about that and blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, it actually applies right. to a much bigger picture because this man is full out Caucasian. You know what I'm saying? And now you don't want to talk. Like, the whole point of that was obviously to terrorize people. Right. What else could it be? So why are we struggling with referring to this man as a terrorist? Because he's not brown.
Right. That's exactly it. Because white people get to be people. And we can automatically pull out mental illness, which he may or may not have. But people with mental illnesses, I feel like people pull that out. Almost like to be like, oh, well, we don't have to worry about this because, you know, he just had something going on mentally. And so it's not like indicative of a real problem in American society. No, girl. This happens here more than anywhere. And it's not even close.
And you're not going to do anything about mental health either anyway. Like, it's not like you give
a fuck about
him being
treated. It's not like you give a fuck about mental health.
It's not like you give a fuck about that either. It's just another excuse to back up the bullshit that is like a bigger part of the structure of this country that nobody up there or in any of these places want to change. Right. So you'd rather come up with ridiculous ass excuses in response to this stuff to keep that privilege that's sturdy than actually just say things for what they are. We all could see it. You just know that ain't nobody gonna do shit about it.
Right.
That's it. And you like it that way, so you're not trying to fight us. I mean,
they automatically looking for all the reasons that he's a human being because he's white. Had he been any other race, it would have been, what are his ties to ISIS? What about Al-Qaeda? Is he a Muslim? It automatically would have been that shit. So, Honestly, I woke up, I saw the news, and I felt heartbroken. I thought, America's not going to do a goddamn thing about this.
Same.
And the media is about to trip over themselves to make him seem like a regular, quiet boy who kept to himself and had his little interests. And
they already interviewed his brother talking about, yeah, he just, you know, had a house up in Mesquite, and he used to just, you know, eat burritos.
Of course he did. Of course. And yes.
And he just, like, he didn't have no military background. I don't know how he's got rifles and all this shit.
Your fucking brother just killed, what, 50, 60 people? Over 500 injured or something insane like that? And we talking about burritos? And how you like to keep to yourself? What? It's like the double standard. The fact that white people get away with this type of shit. It is only because of that whiteness. And they are willing to let other people die of any race. Whites included, it don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all can die as long as I can still keep my gun. Period. They don't care. They're not going to give them up. They need them to fight us. So...
For the day that we really are just like, you know what? Fuck all.
White people have been waiting on us to be fed up.
They're waiting for us to flip the fucking table over and be like, you know what? We're going to do this shit ourselves. That's why they're holding so sturdy to the
motherfuckers. We'll do it live.
Like,
they are. They have to stay ready because they know one day the people of color in this country are going to be like, now, wait a minute. We are coming to take what the fuck is owed. And they're not going to just give it up.
Looking at just a few, just the shootings of the past year, you know what I'm saying, have been so horrendous, so disgusting, that if you don't look at a situation like what just happened in Vegas and seriously take, like, there's nothing else.
Right.
Like, if that's not what it takes, I can't imagine what it will be.
But that's literally what we say every time, because every time that should be what it takes.
Every
Pulse
exactly.
nightclub should have been what it took.
Sandy Hook should have been what it took. Columbine should have been what it fucking took.
I mean, damn, really? But Columbine should have been what it took. But, you know, I'm sure it's incidents that date back even further than that.
Absolutely,
and,
I'm sure.
You know, just didn't know shit about it. But America has real problems and wants to act like none of it has anything to do with the way that it treats its people. America is Portia. And don't want to talk about how you lied on candy when that's the whole reason we're here. The way y'all treat us is why we're here.
I don't understand.
I actually saw somebody give an interview talking about in a time when the nation, people are kneeling, I saw a bunch of first responders.
I saw that too.
And all this, like, well, bitch, first of all, that is what they are motherfucking paid to do.
Exactly.
It is their job to rush to the danger.
They're supposed to.
So that is, them niggas got bulletproof vests and guns and walkie-talkies and shit that we don't have because that's their job. So, yes, I don't give a fuck who knelt. I don't give a shit if it was the middle of an NFL game and every nigga on the field was kneeling. The first responders, the police, they are the ones who are supposed to be there running to the danger because... go take care of the danger is their fucking job.
That's what we pay you to
do. You're not getting accolades for that. And then to turn it into like, oh, y'all are kneeling and meanwhile police are doing their jobs. Like, okay. And there are lots and lots and lots of examples of police being really shitty to Black people and killing us.
And that's completely different conversation.
And it's accepted as okay because we're Black.
You will take any opportunity you can make up in your mind to make us, you know, anti-American and villainous horrible or whatever. Even when it makes no sense, they're not connected and you just completely rip it from your ass. It's really sad and it's ridiculous. Like, first responders, cops, all of these people. Trump tried to do the similar thing with... Puerto Rico, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you are supposed to help these people. Like, that's...
I can't believe they over here talking about, oh, we need some water. Oh, we need some penicillin. Like, he really made it seem like they were being ridiculous for wanting help from their government.
We're dying.
They don't give a shit about us.
They absolutely don't. It's really, really ridiculous. I don't even understand how.
But Tina Campbell's dumbass liked the Christianity in Donald Trump.
So and still mad at us. Not herself. Not at him.
Because we need to be praying for him instead of talking about all the ways that he's fucking us over. What has your praying done, Tina? I'll wait.
I mean.
What have your prayers done for the rest of us?
We came early today.
So.
You can wait. And we've got new technology. You can call in. We've got new tech. Call in and let us know.
Because garbage.
This is fucking stupid. But see ya. Goodbye. I don't, you know, look forward to hearing about you ever again.
Amen. Let that be the end of Tina Campbell as far as I'm concerned.
I think that's just... Oh, I also want to say again to... I said this at the show in Atlanta... I'm going to rephrase it because I really said fuck TSA if you work at TSA. I want to be more specific.
I'm pretty sure that's exactly what you're saying.
Fuck the TSA in New York City, specifically LaGuardia Airport, Terminal D. Now, here's the thing.
Not the Terminal 2, nigga.
Because when we were coming back from Atlanta, the folks in the TSA there were just fine.
Oh, we had fun.
Yeah, great. like,
oh, that's true. They were fun.
In fact, there was a lighter skinned gentleman who was urging me to walk through the metal detector device-y thing. And I had paused for a second because there was a very vexed older white woman.
Well, she was distraught.
Ahead of me. And I thought that she was in line to go ahead of me or whatever, but I guess she was asked to stop for unrelated reasons. And as she's like snapping, talking about needing to be helped or whatever, that gentleman waved to me. He was like, come right through, sir. Like, don't pay her no mind. Don't listen to anything she's saying. And it actually was comforting as well as attractive to me that he kind of like paid. Yes, that as well. But him paying that white woman dust was the real sex symbol. Like, I was very turned on.
But overall, the exact same thing.
Everybody there was just much friendlier. So I want to say to you dog assholes over at Terminal D.
You bad mood bitches. But if I worked at LaGuardia, I would have an attitude too.
I don't give two tablespoons of balls how anybody... Bitch, let me tell you something. And this is what I said. Like, I'm not expecting for you to hit me with sugar and spice and everything Black ass nice. I was running late. Because I had a million errands. We were flying out to Atlanta. When I got in the line, I got the notification that says, your flight is boarding now. Cool. All right. Let me just try and get through here as briskly as possible. I know I ain't having no bullshit in my thing. They gave me the little paper at the front because I was TSA pre-check. They told me I keep on my shoes. Typically in pre-check, I think you keep your laptop in your bag too.
Yes.
So I did. Things go through. I'm thinking, all right, I'm going to snatch it. Of course. The girl who's sitting behind the little chair looking through the stuff pulls my bag to the side. I'm like, fuck. So now my bag is sitting in between. It's one of three and it's in the middle.
Damn. Damn.
So one guard comes, grabs the bag in the front. Another guard comes and grabs the bag in the back. Now, I would assume that he should have grabbed my bag.
Right.
Because
he's next in line.
Order. Right. So, but no, that's not what they felt like doing. That's not what they felt like doing in Queens that day. So somebody else grabbed my bag. And so now I'm sitting here looking at my bag sitting by its black ass self here.
Just
and I'm just waiting. I feel like, you know, I'm rational in most cases. I like to be fair. Before I blow my fucking lid, I like to exhaust every measure that I can think of so that there is no reason. You can't come to me and be like, oh, you wilding out. You're being irrational. No, I'm not. I waited. So I stood there and I waited for a couple people. You know, motherfuckers are walking by paying my bag and I'm mine. I said to the young, mind you, everybody in this section is black. Everybody. I said to the girl, I said, excuse me, miss, my plane is boarding right now. Can somebody, like, just check my bag really quick so I could go? This wench,
oh, Lord,
says, okay, well, that's not my problem because I'm on the line or whatever that thing is called that her job is.
Okay. She told you that wasn't her problem.
I said, well, I can be everybody's problem in here. Like, if that's what you need, like, if a problem will expedite, you know, I feel like I said expedite 8 times today. If a problem is what we need to get me to my gate, then I can supply that. That's not a problem.
Sure.
So finally, some guy comes and he's like, is this your bag? Now I feel like y'all trying me. Now I feel like y'all are disrespecting me. You know what I'm saying? And I was patient. I'm the one here who's in a hurry. You know what I'm saying? I am the one who has someplace to be.
Oh, man.
So he goes and grabs the thing or whatever. He's like,
they are playing you.
We have to test the mat. We have to test the laptop or whatever and the bag. They swipe that whatever cloth on it and then put it back through.
Okay.
I said, whatever. Go ahead. It takes him and some other light-skinned girl to be a team between my one bag and computer to handle all of that. Finally, it goes through and I snatched my shit and I just walked off.
God, I would have been so pissed.
I want for you sideways knuckle-dragging-ass bastards over there to know that I don't care. Like, you don't have to be super friendly. I've had several jobs in my lifetime where I had to clock in and I wanted to be anywhere else. Sometimes I would have rather been in hell than at work that day. I get it. But if I'm coming to you as a human being, I'm not asking you to do anything but what the fuck y'all supposed to do any motherfucking way. I'm not asking you to do me a favor. I'm not asking you to put me on a private jet. I'm not asking you to let me know, you know, when Sir and Rumi and Blue and everybody else come through this bitch again if they ever do. Like, I'm not asking you to do anything but what the fuck you're supposed to do so that I can go and not miss my flight. That's it. No. It wasn't your problem that I was running late, but what I was asking you to do, I wasn't even asking you to leave your position. She gonna tell me, it's not my problem because I'm doing this. Bitch, I know you're doing this. I'm asking you the same way that you say, hey, I need a bag check on this. Hey, someone, can you come and do this? Like, you've been doing that for hours. I'm asking you if you can do that shit for me so that I can leave and you won't ever have to see my motherfucking face again. You mad at me because you don't want to be at work. You mad at me because you and that crinkly, unpressed blue button down you gotta wear every motherfucking day are sitting in that chair for hours and hours and on end, and this is it for you. That's all you can do. This is your hopes, your dreams. This is your motherfucking nightmares, bitch. Well, let me tell you something, Meek Mill. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit.
What's wrong with you?
You don't have to be disrespectful. I don't give a fuck that you mad. You didn't even have to smile at me. You didn't have to give up. All you had to do, you could have done it with an attitude. I don't even care. That's not my problem. No, this is the end of the road for you, girl, and that's the problem, and that's why you're mad, bitch. And guess what? The next time I come through LaGuardia, if you're there again, I'm still gonna be headed on to my motherfucking destination, and I'm gonna come right back through and go the fuck home. This is where you gotta be. That's what you mad at, with your little whack-ass laminated-ass badge there with that terrible photograph.
Lord, and it's something so fucking simple like a lap, like... Y'all really can't just take this out and see the laptop in the sleeve and put it back and let me fucking go. Is it Does it have to be all this?
And I respect, like, the job. I understand the purpose of the job. Of course, I don't even like flying. Of course, I want my flight to be secure. Of course, I want for everybody to get to where they're going safely. And of course, I respect a typical, old, good-fashioned 9-to-5. But let's keep it all the way real. You don't give a fuck if my plane take off or if it go down. You don't care what... You don't give a fuck about me making it where I'm going or not. Like, bitch...
Let's be real.
I could get sucked up into a turbine out this bitch and you go still go to bed tonight. You don't give a fuck about the purpose of your job. You give a fuck about the fact that you have a job and that you're going to get a paycheck from it. As you should, as most people fucking do. But do it! That's it. That's it. And if I'm coming to you as a human being saying, hey, help. Please. You don't have to have a fucking attitude with me, you musty fucking bitch.
Woo, is that gonna...
All the white people we cuss out on this motherfucking show for 5 black ass years almost. And this is how you do us, your fellow Negro. Now, if I was a Maddie, you know what I mean? If I was like a Tad or somebody and you had a little bit of an attitude with me, I could understand the climate of the country is real.
Okay, nigga.
But y'all couldn't help me.
Me.
All you black bitches couldn't help me. So much for black girl magic.
Woo, she pissed you off, but I understand.
I made the flight.
I get it. You did.
I made the flight, and that's all that mattered. And if I was like going like on a recreational trip or whatever, I may not have even been, you know. It would have been like, whatever. Right. I was going to work.
But like, right,
I
had a no, show to we do. We need to make this flight.
So yeah. I can't miss this flight.
Right.
At all. So fuck y'all and y'all specifically. Because Atlanta, at least the people I dealt with that day in Atlanta reminded me that not every TSA agent is.
Yeah,
because
I saw that same white woman was having a conniption in front of me.
I didn't even know where Obama was.
And I walked right around her, and that TSA agent you was talking about was clowning her to her face. Because she was like, can someone come scan my purse? Is no one working over here yet? And he said, no, they all just quit. He was over her anyway. So I was laughing, and then the girl was like, don't encourage him. He's terrible. But she laughed, and they were like in a good mood, but also just getting us the fuck out of there. So I had a great time going through Atlanta TSA. I don't know why that happened to you at LaGuardia, but I'm also not surprised.
It wasn't even busy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
damn.
It wasn't even like there were like just drowning stuff. Because again, I like to observe my surroundings, make sure that I'm being as fair as possible. Like, not only was it not flooded in here, nigga, you grabbed the damn bags out of order. And then nobody came to get mine. And I asked you nicely. I could have gave you an immediate fever. But then you gave me a reason to. And the only reason I didn't actually snap in that bitch is because, again, I had to go to work and I didn't feel like going to jail.
You can't fuck around with TSA, man. I think it's only so far you can push them before they can be like, okay, you're not flying.
Right, exactly.
Right, so you gotta really toe the line with them hoes.
Which I'm sure is why they have an attitude.
You know what I'm saying? What you really come to?
It's the same reason like bus drivers, yes! MTA people have attitude, because they know you can't beat their ass. Like, there's nothing you can do
it's
about
like
it.
Automatic prison.
Fight me. Fight me. Raise your voice, please. Like,
because I swear, the thing you stressed out about, this flight, you're definitely not gonna get on it if you try me. And they know it.
They do. Which makes it even fucking worse.
All right. Well, that is going to wrap up this
I just want to go.
Episode.
And you just want me to go. Can't you help? Won't you come?
This could be mutually beneficial.
It really could. So.
Woo. All right. Thanks again to Sonos for supporting this episode of The Read. Sonos lets you have a pulse pounding sound in any room or every room at once. And you can add your existing music services or discover something new. Whether it's curated or on-demand, free or subscription-based, Sonos has you covered with access to a growing list of music services. Sonos' simple app lets you control everything from songs to volume to rooms all in one place. That's Sonos bringing all your music together, so check them out. Thank you so much, Atlanta, for the kind of ridiculous time that we had in your city. Thanks, y'all, for coming out. Chicago, you guys are up next this weekend.
I can't wait to go to Harold's Chicken.
Ooh.
And get a deep dish pizza.
I have forgotten all about that chicken. You know what? Yes. So this Saturday, Chicago, we will see you guys there. I think there are still some tickets at thereadlive.com, but yes, excited to come back out. It's been a while. So, Kefiri, any other news from you this week?
Yes, you can go to trilloween.com and get tickets to Trilloween 5 if you're interested in coming to my Halloween party in New York or in D.C. They will be taking place October 27th and October 28th. Respectively.
Yes, I believe that's right.
I'm pretty sure. And so if you want to come out, it's going to be a Wang Dang Doodle. And I think that's just about it for me in terms of announcements today.
Okay.
Ooh. Oh, shout out to Asante for hosting the pop-up shop.
Oh, yes.
In Atlanta.
Thank you to everybody who came by. I had a good time meeting y'all at the pop-up. That was fun.
I'm very much loving the new Breakup With Him hat. Hopefully we'll find a way to get those of you who can't get out to pop-up shop or whatever, grab merch at an event. Maybe we'll do another online pop-up shop at a later date so you can grab some of the stuff if you're not in the area, because I know a lot of y'all have been talking about that. So I'll work with management to figure that out. Also, I wanted to ask, I think you may have had this a bit of this conversation about having people fill in for us when we're not.
Oh, yeah. So,
so just
let's
because
talk about that.
For the past few years, we, if one of us was like sick or for whatever reason, just absolutely could not make it to the studio and then we just couldn't tape, we wouldn't until we both could make it to the studio. But we revisited a conversation about possibly having one of our friends or a special guest of some kind fill in for one of us. Or maybe even both of us sometimes. Well, no. Definitely
that
not.
Would be totally
that would just be a completely
show.
Different show, right? Oh, well, definitely. Like, if she's sick, if I'm sick, or if one of us cannot come, maybe, like, have a Asante or have a Dustin or somebody fill in for us.
Yeah, one of the friends.
Rather than the show coming out late or not coming out that week or whatever. Typically, I guess, before we just figured... People just wanted to hear the both of us.
Right. I mean, we just kind of done the same thing for the entire time we've done this show.
And we're just comfortable with that.
Yeah.
But if you guys are okay with, like, just let us know how you feel about it. And
yes,
if it comes to that in the future, then we can toy with the idea.
Yeah. So let us know on the episode postings on Twitter and Facebook, your opinions on that. And we'll see. Maybe because, you know, it's probably not always the best for us to be dragging our asses up here when we are, like, actually
suffering
dying.
From actual, like, real-life illnesses. Like, bitch, you went to urgent care before the show.
Yeah, I ended up going twice. So it was just... But anyway, the point is that let us know how you feel. And I think that wraps it up this week. Do we have an acronym?
My acronym this week is B... No, it's going to be key. K...
Yes, keep.
T-S-O-Y-F.
Keep Trump's...
It's not Trump. But I could understand why every time it's a T you would think it
would
be.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know. It keep...
It's keep...
Okay.
The shackles on your feet.
I hate you.
Don't you ever dance, walk... Don't do no skip, nothing. I don't want to hear nothing else ever from you ever again, Tina.
Woo.
Gross.
All right, guys. We will see you next week.